Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is from the series, The Time of Being Properly Educated.
The Bible, just let me use one if you don't mind. Amen. You put your hand up, amen, we'll get you a Bible to use while you're here. Genesis chapter number 18. The time of being properly educated. Genesis chapter number 18, when you have the word, say, I have the word. And I'll talk this through more than I think I'll preach this through. This is so burning in me that I want to have like a family discussion. I'll bring some curriculum in, amen, that is from the arenas of higher learning. I'll bring some revelation in. So if I don't preach today, amen, come back about 2 weeks from now and I'll get back to preaching. I really want to talk today. All right. A few months ago, and I'll go back to it in a few moments, I read out of the book of The Miseducation of the Negro. All right. And that sparked something in me. All right, a few weeks ago, we was up in the office, and I told Minister Lynn that God had been dealing with me about declaring 2020 as the year of education. And so as I've been meditating on it and as I've been preparing, God has really reformed it and he's refined it. And now I sort of kind of know where he wants me to go with it. And I pray that you'd have an ear to hear it. So if I don't preach, amen, please don't throw no stones at me, but take out your notepad because our destiny is at stake. So Genesis chapter 18, when you have the word, say, I have the word. Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 through 22. Amen. Elder Natira, if you don't mind, amen, would you read it for me? Amen. And then I will, amen, speak my heart's desire. Genesis 18, verse 16, amen, through 22. Y'all got it real warm in here, but that's all right. That's all right. The people like it that way.
Then the men rose from there and looked towards
Sodom. It does not feel good. Oh,
sorry. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Then Genesis chapter 18, verse 16 through 22.
Then the men rose from there and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to send them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am doing? Since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have known him in order that he may command his children and his household after him, that they keep the way of the Lord to do righteousness and justice, that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has spoken to him. And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grave, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry against it that has come to me. And if not, I will know. Then the men turned away from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham still stood before the Lord.
And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham the thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, for I know him. And that is a profound statement. For I know him. Listen what he says. That he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. The latter clause of the 22nd verse says, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. Put in your notes Psalms 119 and 133. It says, order my steps in your word, and let not iniquity, sin, doubt. Let not doubt have dominion over me. Let me read that again. Psalms 119 and 133. It says, order my steps in your word, and let not iniquity have dominion over me. One more scripture, then I promise you. Amen. I'm going to give you a few notes, and then, amen, I'm going to go to my seat. In Hosea chapter number 4 and 6, it says, but my people are destroyed because of the lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, thou, that thou shalt be no more priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Because you have forgotten the law of God, I will forget your children. Probably going to take me today and next Sunday to do this, but I'll try my best and not to belabor the moment. But I want to talk for a few moments the time of being properly educated. And I beg you not to get ahead of me and think that I'm talking about one thing, but I'm talking about another. But it is the time to be properly educated. Father, thank you for the word that you sowed in my heart to minister. Give me articulation of speech. Give me plainness of speech. You know, God, how I was reared. You know how I was raised. You know the art of preaching that I've been reared in, that so often I'm driven towards. But in this moment and in this time, let me dialogue. Let me talk. Let me speak with great plainness of speech, so from the youngest to the oldest, they would understand what it is that you are saying through me. You've said emphatically that 2020 and beyond, it will all be predicated on how we're educated. Father, in a few weeks, I'm going to connect Exodus to this theme of how to be educated, because in Exodus, you gave the children of Israel a higher learning that no school could teach them. So now, Father, let us understand what you're saying to us, what the will of the Lord is, that not only Abraham be one that would instruct his children and be known by you, but we would be ones that you know us and you know that we will instruct our children. This is our prayer today. And as you do it, I'll give carefully to give your name the glory and honor and praise. And all God's people say amen and amen. This is the time to be properly educated. All right? This is the time to be properly educated. I've tried my best to leave in 2019, touch a neighbor and say this, and touch a neighbor and say that. But whatever you need to do to affirm in you the theme, you go ahead and do it. All right, and I'm going to keep moving. But I promise you, I'm leaving in 2019, touch somebody. I'm leaving all of that. All right. But whatever you need to do to affirm it, you got to affirm it, because I love what my uncle said the other day. It's not enough to just hear a word preach, but it's got to drop down in your spirit. It is not enough to just hear a word preach, but it has to drop down in your spirit. So when the enemy comes in like a flood, or the enemy comes to snatch the word, it is so dropped down in your spirit that you can then say it is written. So whatever it is you need to do, go ahead and do it. But I want to talk for a few moments about being properly educated. God gave me five planes of education, and I pray you put them in your notes. There are five planes of education. Number one, and I believe it is the highest level of education, it is throne room heavenly knowledge, right? I don't believe that there is anything higher than God and his wisdom and his ways and his word, all right? So the highest level, all right, and I just put it as number one, the highest level is throne room knowledge, all right? What God tells and teaches and shows, it can get you so much further than anything you learn anywhere else. All right, but I didn't come to preach it like that. All right, first level is throne room heavenly knowledge. Please learn how to access that. Please learn how to acquire that. Please learn how to get it, whether it's reading, whether it's praying, whether it's worshiping, whether it's circumcising your ear to the point that when God speaks, you hear it. But the highest level is throne room heavenly knowledge. The second level is home and basic level training. All right. The highest level is throne room heavenly, all right? The second level that is supposed to be, and I'm sorry if you did not get this, but I'm grateful that I had it, that all of my life I was raised in a Christian home, that mom and dad taught us just basic things, that in the morning you need to brush your teeth and all that kind of stuff, that you need to put deodorant, all that kind of just basic stuff. So the second level after heavenly, there is supposed to be home basic level of education that goes on, listen, that goes from zero to infinity. We never outgrow home basic level education. We can always be learning something from mom and daddy that's just a little bit older. And y'all didn't say nothing. All right? And if not mom and daddy, then somebody that you know that's got a little bit of age on. I often tell my children, I'm telling you what not to do because I done done that and I done find out it don't work. Okay, y'all didn't say nothing, all right? So the second level is home basic level training. All right, just basic stuff. Y'all please hear me. Please teach these children to make a bed before they get a house. Please teach them to vacuum the floor. They don't just leave stuff on. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing, but you're going to look at me, and you're going to look at me that dumb, but I'm going to keep going. All right. There are some basic home-level stuff that when I meet people today, I know they didn't get home basic-level training. Second level after heavenly throne room, it's home basic-level training. And I apologize to each one of you that your mom and daddy didn't have nothing they could teach you or they was absent and they didn't teach you. I apologize. And you're don't take me wrong here because I'm not playing no dirty dozen game. But you're probably missing something if between the ages of 0 and 18, you had to rear yourself. You're probably missing something. Because all of us need... At 7, some just basic instruction. No means no. Don't put your hand on the fire. When you young and Titus was up in my office with his father, and his father is constantly watching because I got heaters that if he touch, it's going to burn him. There are things that Deacon Andre has to constantly teach him. And I believe we move to an age because self-made is pushed everywhere that children at a very young age, they think they can rear themselves. And the truth of the matter is when we 10 years old, that's about the time we need to learn how to be producers and not consumers. Y'all didn't say nothing to me. It is somewhere around 10 to 15 that we need to learn to be producers and not consumers. I can tell the way you're witnessing to me, you don't know what I'm talking about. All right? We cannot go all of our lives that we are consumers because we're going to run out of that which needed to consume. Somewhere we've got to be producers. Come on. I said I wasn't going to do it. Oh, God. You need to be asking yourself, what am I producing? What am I producing? Come on, African Americans. You are the most consuming people in the world. Y'all looking at me real tone, real mad now because y'all getting mad at me. Other people want to move into our community because they know we will buy. And they've made billions off of us because we've never been taught. Stop being a consumer and learn to be a producer. There were basic stuff like this that we ought to be taught in the basic level. We got to teach. Okay, y'all don't want me to go there. We got to teach our children something besides sagging. And dropping it like it's hot. We got to teach them something else. Yeah. And the truth of the matter is, because we've not learned, we have children trying to raise themselves. And then, listen, we indict them because of the way they behave. And the truth of the matter is, they got absolutely no home basic training. Home basic training is where you learn to clean up behind yourselves. I tell my sons often, you have no maid in this house. Amen. And they get really mad when I take the trash can up to them and I point to outside. They get upset with me. But they're going to appreciate it later on, and their wives are going to love me. They be way downstairs, and they know when I, Malachi! They know I'm getting ready to call them about something. Because I want them to get the home basic training that when they get out of their own, they'll know how to do stuff. And they won't need nobody to hold their hand. Have y'all, come on, I know y'all, a lot of y'all are college educated. Have you ever had a college roommate that you wondered, did you get any kind of basic training? Okay, I got one person witnessing to me. I was in the military, and man, I would get put in rooms with people, and I would be scared to put anything down in the room because the way the other side of the room was. Ain't putting nothing down in here. I don't know what's crawling out your bags. You ain't took a shower for a week. What's going on with you? Can't keep stacking them clothes up. They got to go to the washing machine. Okay, y'all ain't saying nothing. So I'm going to say that again. You can't keep stacking those clothes up. They got to go to the washing machine. And there's a lot of ladies smiling at me right now, so I'm not sure what that's about, but I'm going to keep on going. I'm not trying to boast or brag, but you can ask my wife. I know how to do all of that and some more. Wash clothes. Cook dinner. Y'all ain't saying nothing. All of this, my mom and daddy taught me. We're trying to get somewhere educated, but we failed on the very basic stuff. And then we're wondering what's wrong with culture. We have not instilled within our young people just ABCs of just basic training. Yes, yes, yes. So the second level. And I know you're trying to say, where in the world did Genesis 18 get all of this from? I promise you, I'm going to work my way back around and I'm going to get there. So the first level is throne room, heavenly knowledge. The second level is home basic training. The third level is practical everyday skills. Practical everyday skills. Just practical everyday skills. What you need to be doing on a daily basis. Just, again, I'm not trying to be deep and profound right now. I'm trying to get us to understand simple things so we can then go to the complex. There are practical everything things that we got to learn how to do. And when we don't know how to do them, come here a little closer, y'all. We should find somebody that operates out of excellence and ask them to help us. You have to know somebody that can operate out of excellence, out of practical everyday skills. I'm going to help y'all right here, and all y'all business owners, I'm going to really try to help you. When you get a job, your supervisor expects you to be on time. Okay, y'all didn't say nothing. That's not anything deep. That's just practical. If I say I'm going to meet you at 7:30, you're not looking for me at 8 o'clock. You're looking for me at 7? Okay, y'all don't see it. Okay, is this too simple? Maybe it is too simple. We're trying to get to the complex, but if we're going to be properly educated, there are some practical things like being on time. I don't care how people told you that was fashionable. It ain't cool when you get to the real world. I was taught, and I teach anybody that really want to learn, because most folks that know me, I'm rarely ever late. Anybody know me? I'm really late because I don't plan to be on time. Everywhere I go, I plan to be early. Because to be early, I was told is to be on time. And to be on time is to be late. And to be late is just totally unacceptable. Right? You keep showing up work late. They ain't going to fire you because you're black. They're going to fire you because you're late. Now, you're going to throw it out they fired you as black, but that ain't why they fired you. This is just practical stuff, guys, that if we're going to be properly educated, because hear me, if you can't be on time for work, how in the world are you going to meet God on time when it's your time to be blessed? Y'all didn't say nothing. The third level is practical everyday life skill. Go ahead and talk to yourself. Say, in 2020, I'm going to be on time. I hear you, Holy Spirit. You will be amazed at where, at being on time, where to get you. Y'all ain't said nothing. Half of y'all look like y'all mad at me, so I know I'm doing real good. You will be amazed at where being on time will get you. And I can tell some of y'all don't know what I'm talking about. You will be amazed at being on time of where it will get you. It'll open up doors that can't nothing else open up. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying. These are practical skills that we now, if we're going to be educated properly, we got to understand. The fourth level is the K through 12 education. And Carter Woodson, I'm going to read something in a minute. He's going to talk about this. It's the K through 12 education system. If our children are in the K through 12 education, we better do a careful exploration of what they're teaching and how and why they're teaching our children what they're teaching. Y'all better please hear me. You better look at every book that your child bring home this day. Y'all didn't hear what I said. Every book that your child bring home now, you better not just let it pass through your child's hand without you taking an iron, because now they're trying to teach us Tom is dating Dale and it's okay. There's a K through 12 education system, and Carter Woodson talked about it, and I'm going to talk about it in a minute, that you've got to carefully examine and say, is this where my child's supposed to be? Would he be better over there? Should my child be in the county? Should my child be in the city? Should my child be privately education? Because private education is not always the answer, and it is not always better. There is a misnomer that we think that what's going on in the city is only going on in the city, but it ain't going on in the county. You must have bumped your head. Children are children. Oh God. So there's K through 12. That is the next level. And then the final level that I'll talk about is the technical training, the informal classes, the formal higher learning modules. All right. These are the five levels of the education system that if we're going to be properly educated, we've got to understand, we've got to master it, all right? The Lord pushed me out because I try not to boast how I've been educated, but I am very grateful for what God has allowed me to experience. Like I told you, I was raised by two Christians that they taught us. I've never seen my mom and daddy drink alcohol. I've never seen my mom and daddy, amen, smoke weed. I don't think I've ever heard my mom and daddy use a vulgar word or a cuss word. So I'm very grateful. The house that I was raised in, my standard is higher than a lot of people because what I was raised in my zero through infinity. All right, but the second level that I received, once I graduated high school in Virginia, all right, one of the largest school systems in Virginia. We had one of the largest high schools in all of Virginia. We had over 1,200 people. And I'm talking about this for a reason so you can understand where I'm going, how God properly educates, all right? So I graduated from a large high school, 1,200, and then immediately after high school, I went into a secular school called Computer Learning Center. Has anybody ever heard of Computer Learning Center? It was in Springfield, Virginia. Have y'all ever heard of that? All right. Well, I went to Computer Learning Center, and I promise you, I'm telling you this for a reason, because being educated properly is not cookie cutter. And we got to get this, because I think sometimes we're trying to push our children through an education system that we think is best. And God takes every child, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, and he designates what's going to work for your child to get them to their destiny. So for some, it might be like me. You might have went to computer school. All right, shortly after computer school, I went to the Air Force, and I went through technical schools. I went to training with all kind of weapons. I went to training for NCO, which means the officer. And then after I got out of the Air Force, I went back and got my undergraduate at Morgan State, and now I'm working on my master. Why is this important? This is important because when I thought the schooling that I was needed was in the formal ranks, God sent me another way. And we've got to get so listening to God that we understand the way that he's sending us. And if you have any children, you need to hear this. Every child does not want to go to a four-year institution. And if we're not careful, we're going to drive them to go to a four-year institute, and they're going to lose interest in school, and they're not going to want, and we're not going to know why they quit. Some children, they want to trade. Send me to a trade school. And if you send me to a trade school, I'll max that out. Here is one of the keys that I found out. You've got to find out what motivates you to be properly educated. And when you find out what motivates you, then you've got to find out what properly motivates your child. I'm going to say this again. Being properly educated is not cookie cutter. One little cut does not fit us all. And if you miss that, you might spend 8 years in a college institution and find out you don't even want that degree. And I got some people in here that would, if they're so honest, I got that degree. I was talking to a young girl at the Bank of America that graduated with me, and I kept telling her, I said, your major was not banking. Your major was something else, but I just can't remember. She said, you got a good memory. She said, my major was psychology. She said, but when I graduated, I got interested in finances. And they hired me because of my college degree, and now I wish I'd have got my undergraduate in finances, but now I got it in what I got it in, but I'm going to get my master's in finance. What am I trying to say? The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And you've got to be so sensitive when you're going through the five levels that as you're navigating the levels, you find out, what am I supposed to do next? Somebody go ahead and just say that. I'm going to do it once today. Somebody go ahead and say it. Say, what am I supposed to do next? What am I supposed to do next? There were five levels. And Carter Woodson said something, and I won't read it all, but Carter Woodson said something, and this is a very profound book that I really recommend for every African-American in here. It's called The Miseducation of the Negro. This was written in 1933, and it is applicable today, but it is only the tip of the iceberg because we have not just been miseducated in the education realm, but I believe it has now spilled over that miseducation is going on even today, but it's greater than just ABCs and cultural indoctrination. It's a miseducation that we don't even know what God has for us and what he wants us to do. I hope I can preach like this today and I don't bore you. But God wants us to understand, I want to properly educate you. I want to properly lead you to where I'm going.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.